All right, Jevo, say good morning. Let's begin. So today, we go ahead and we begin the seventh parak, page Nun Ches. Title of the parak being Machalas Hashiflus Hamaruma Utrufas, the illness or the sickness of false humility and its remedy. Okay, so we'll say, interestingly enough, the title of this chapter will make sense in future shiurim. Today, we're not going to be focusing on much on false humility. I was thinking about a different kind of introduction. So he writes, Talmud Yisrael. So student of Israel. That was very important. Don't think that as a result of learning this sefer, rotzim anu lefatricha liftarcha, excuse me, kvar milimol bigimara, medrash, shulchan aruch, ushar svarim hakidoshim hamorim lanu derech hakodesh ha'ola al Hashem. So we'll say, so here you see the Piagetzna in a statement of incredible humility. Please don't think that this sefer is one-stop shopping. Please don't think that anything and everything you need to know in creating proper moral etiquette and a proper framework for growth is contained in these words. This sefer is not meant as a replacement for Gemara, Medrash, Shulchan Aruch, and other svarim, which ultimately teach us the right path in which to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hasmila Haskir. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. This sefer cannot be a replacement for all of the classical works of Yiddishkeit that we have, which teach us indispensable lessons in our moral and ethical development. Adrabba, kavanosinu rak letakines atzmecha, shetucha la'ayin bahem, v'livloa es devreim hakadoshim al nafshecha ve'al gufcha, v'chol evirecha yartivu min amayin ayotzim v'yis Hashem, it's supposed to be such a beautiful verbiage. It's what's the point of our Sefer? What's the point of Chavos HaTalmidim? It is in order to go ahead and put ourselves on the level that we can absorb the lessons of all of these other Svarim. So we'll say, you hear what the Piagetzna is saying? He's saying that there is so much wisdom out there in this Svarim. There's so much wisdom out there in Gimel. We've seen this. How many times we'll say through Daf Yomi, do we see a sugya? Right? Do we say chulin shnas lataras kodesh? How often do we see something that we will say on a basic level looks so inapplicable, but yet on a deeper level contains such a profound and powerful lesson for us? So the Piagetzna says, don't think that in this sefer you have everything. Don't think that in this sefer, again, I've given you all the necessary messages. The point of this sefer is to endow us with certain midos, to help us purge other negative traits, so as to allow us to absorb the lessons that are contained in so many other of the svarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yiddishkeit. He goes on, he says, Lochein, ein anu ma'atikim ba'zeh es kol divrei chachamim zichronu levracha, ha'shulchan aruch, usraim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, minyanei anhaga. Then we'll say, if you notice again, this sefer, we don't go through every single behavior. We don't go through every single detail of proper moral and ethical development. Keep suchim heim. V'chol mishachashka nafsho liyos karal v'amishu taro limasi be'im sharsav atzadikim atorim mitocham yomad. Because we'll say, there's a Gemara, there's a Shulchan Aruch, there's Sfarim, there's Medrash, and we'll say, here's the good news. The good news is, they're accessible to everyone. And if you have a sincere desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rak Shayich, so go ahead and learn them. So this is very important, because what the Piagetzna is saying is, sometimes we think that you know, we like one-stop shopping. We like to get everything in one place. In the moral ethical development of our neshamas, so we'll say that's not really to be had. That doesn't really exist. So what the Piagetzna is saying is, I'm going to give you over here some of the major nekudos, some of the major principles, but then you have to take what we learn over here and you have to learn the other bodies of Torah, because it's only through connection with the other bodies of Torah that a person becomes a fully developed neshama. Okay, so we'll say, so why does he give this introduction? Because look at the next paragraph. Isa b'shulchan aruch. Because we'll say, remember, again, he quotes every year from the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? V'lo yisbayesh mipnei b'nei adam hamal igim alav ba'avodas Hashem yisbarach. So we'll say, so what happens? So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should not be embarrassed in front of others who make fun of him in his avodas HaKodesh. So we'll say, so the idea over here is that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to is that sometimes, right, we want to pursue a particular religious route, right, a particular religious route, and people make fun of us. People disparage us. So the Shulchan Aruch says, don't be embarrassed. If there's something you know you need to accomplish in the realm of spirituality, find the spiritual and moral resolve to do so, and do not be embarrassed in front of other people who may mock you, who may make fun of you. Ad kan lashon HaKodesh. It will say, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the end of the quote. So look what he writes. Even gedola me'avne ha'negef, hi abusha hazos. It will say, this embarrassment, this idea of being embarrassed to spiritually develop, because at the end of the day, I'm afraid of someone who's going to make fun of me, this is a huge obstacle, right? It's a huge obstacle. Evan gidola me'abne ha'negev. It is a large stone of the stones of affliction, which means I will say it is a huge roadblock. A huge roadblock and a huge obstacle. Ki ish ze bichlal eino bedaito birishu. So we'll say this is such a profound insight. Because such a person is not really the master of his own fate and destiny. Such a person is not really in his own das and in his own rishus. We'll see what that means in just a moment. Verak achar ha'anoshim anshei chutz nigrar v'nischav. So you both say, here's what's amazing. What are we describing over here? We're describing over here a person who has beautiful dreams and aspirations, spiritual dreams and aspirations. And what happens? He begins to act on them. And then what occurs? What occurs? Someone makes fun of him. So we'll say, so what is he doing? Someone makes fun of him, right? He jumps ship. He gives it up, right? He gives it up. He just simply goes in a different direction. Just simply goes different. So we'll say, a person like that, says the Piagetzna, eino bedaito ubir shuso. Ultimately, again, he's not in his das and he's not in his rishus. Because what is he doing? V'rak achar ha'anoshim anshei chutz nigra v'nischa. So we'll say, such a person, it's more important to him what other people think than what? Than what he himself believes to be true. See, we'll say this person has clarity of vision. This person has clarity of purpose. But the difference is he yields that. He yields that in front of others. He yields that ultimately again because other people, what they think is more important than what he thinks about himself. Everything may ish hamila gazay yarish lo yulagalav. He just doesn't want to be made fun of. Listen, obviously, no one wants to be made fun of. But the point over here is this person lacks the inner strength to do what has to be done and not care about what other people think. So this type of person goes ahead and totally abdicates his own personal standing, gives up his own dreams and aspirations, and the only thing he cares about is what other people think about. V'davar tov yimana melasos. And therefore, as a result, he ends up, he loses out. He loses out accomplishing incredible things. Ki afshar yischak alav shcheino achar hakara ve'lov. And I will say, because what is he concerned about? He's concerned that his neighbor is going to say something. V'gam nintzachin be'ini ashlishi v'harevi'i muchrach lahatim es atzmo. And I will say, ultimately, all he cares about is finding favor ultimately in the eyes of someone else. So we'll say, so again, we're going to stop here for today. I'm going to actually try one time to start that fun time. And I'll say, so what we're focusing, what the Piaget is highlighting over here, and we're going to develop this obviously more next week, is fascinating that this is the beginning. This is, I just want to point out, Piaget doesn't say it explicitly, but you can see it. This is the opening statement, one of the opening statements of the Shulchan Aruch. One of the opening statements is, be independent. Do not go ahead and do what you do in life because of what other people will say or don't say. Develop a true and honest inner spiritual compass. Know what has to be done. Know what you have to do. And know that most probably in life, when you do what you have to do, someone will make fun of you. Someone will disparage you. Someone will discredit you. Someone will try to undermine you. But have the inner courage to be able to stay the course. What that has to do, ultimately, again, with the Piagetzna, the dominant topic for this subject, for this chapter, Merit Hashem, we'll see you on Monday. Shkoyah.